the rest of the story. 1937, Spanish Civil War. Communist-backed loyalists versus the fascist forces of Franco. Now we're parting the curtain of time. You're standing in a loyalist camp near Valencia. Your attention is drawn to two men. They do not belong here, it seems. They are accepted by the others, are even greeted warmly, but their American attire and a curious look in their eyes when nobody else is watching. These things make them seem strange, anomalous, even dangerous. They are dangerous. Now you see the tiny, inobtrusive camera stealthily withdrawn from a coat pocket. The picture is taken so casually that nobody but you has noticed. That photograph represents one of hundreds such of loyalist installations and artillery emplacements and war machinery and even troop movements throughout Spain. Photos taken by these two men with U.S. passports, who are in fact Dr. Herman F. Erbin and his Australian-born accomplice, both are Nazi spies. Nazi spies! This is the rest of the story. The information gathered inside Spanish loyalist camps 54 years ago would be taken directly from Spain to Paris, France. A Nazi agent would be waiting there to receive it. The agent then would transport it to German intelligence headquarters in Berlin. Hitler supported Franco, remember, and yet beyond the general usefulness of the photos and the data was one specific purpose: to identify German soldiers fighting for the Spanish loyalist cause, to finger those German nationals who were fighting Franco and thereby defying Hitler. For once those pro-communist Germans were known, the Gestapo would seek retribution against their families in Germany. Such punishment often included imprisonment, even death. The mission of the two spies, masquerading as American loyalist sympathizers, was a complete success, and it was not their first aid and comfort to Adolf Hitler, and it would not be their last. There would be innumerable meetings with high-ranking Nazis in cities the world over. Dr. Erbin himself would make a remarkable confession of the Valencia affair, the mission that you have just relived. He would make that confession to United States government officials in April of 1938, and yet Erbin's partner in espionage, the Australian-born spy who accompanied him to Spain, who aided in the gathering of information vital to Hitler, that man whose intentional activities on behalf of the Third Reich were known by our government, was neither questioned nor held accountable, partly because we were not yet at war with Germany, and partly because of that man's personal friendship with our First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. And I suppose he was spared any public condemnation, partly because of his otherwise fame, and thus would the Nazis continue to be advantaged by the moral support and by the spying skill of an American actor whose public believed him to be a patriot. The suave swashbuckler admired throughout the globe. Errol Flynn. Now you know the rest of the story.